Hi, thank you for holding. Am I speaking with Aaron?
Yes, you are.
Hi, Aaron. My name is Tyler. I'm the specialist here in the department that handles product details as well as pricing. How's your day going?
It's going well. How's yours?
My day's going well. Thank you for asking. You know, no complaints. Happy Tuesday. I know you were speaking with Kyle. He's one of our mapping coordinators for the department. He wanted me to jump on the line here so I can go over the pricing with you. Before I just start going over the rates, though, did you have any questions in regards to the program, like maybe details of how it works or what we're going to be doing for you, aside from hearing just the pricing?
What is the name of the company?
Local Splash and localsplash.com will lead you to directly to our website.
Got it. I had that written down.
Mm-hmm.
Local Splash, Kyle. Okay.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
I don't have any more questions currently.
Okay. Well, if you happen to have any for me, just feel free to stop me, and I'll address those questions for you as we go along here, if you have any. Okay. The pricing, it's set on a month-per-month basis, but we also offer with a two-month verbal agreement. That strictly makes us performance-based. We've been in business for 17 years over here in Costa Mesa, California, but in order to keep you happy and coming back to us for the following month comfortably, it's up to us to provide your results within that two-month time frame in order to keep you coming back to us for the third month comfortably. All right, so now we did qualify you for our Platinum package, though. It does hold all the tools that's needed in order for you to be very successful. Now, normally it includes a website, but I see here that you already have one that's built. It's GuestLandscaping.com or GES Landscaping.
Yeah,
for General Environmental Solutions.
It just went up a couple weeks ago.
Okay, well, it's a beautiful website. I'm looking at it right now. now, what we would do with since we wouldn't have to build you a website, we can promote this one as is. We would never change any of the content that's on there because it's beautiful as it sits, but we can promote it as is, and I'll get into that here momentarily. But normally, when we're building the websites for our clients, and it does hold all the other tools that Google looks for in order to rank you higher as an individual company on the front page, without any of the discounts implemented, it runs at $599 normally, and it comes with a $299 programming fee for the first month only.
Mm-hmm.
However, what I'm able to do for you today is give you a 50% discount, reducing the $599 all the way down to just $299, and I would be waiving the programming fee down to a one-time fee of just $99 for the first month only. So the first initial investment, it would be $398 for the first month only. Moving forward monthly after that, though, it is $299. Instead of fee would be gone.
Oh, you said monthly?
Monthly, with no contracts.
Monthly.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Now, everything that you would receive within that price point still would be everything within our Platinum package, which includes complete Google local optimization setup. You'd be placed under the map, but also found as the top recommended option in your local area. But the benefit to being found through the search engine is calls come directly to you, so you don't have to worry about paying any kind of a lead fee or anything like that. Along with the first page placement, we would also be giving you first page placement on the front page of Bing Local as well. Bing works exactly like Google. Calls could come directly to you if they're searching from that search engine. And then what we would also be providing for you is going to be we help your ranking by placing you on 60 local directories. Now, these are also directories that are popular in your area, but Google indexes on a day-to-day basis in order to help companies rank on the front page. So you'll be placed on, like, the BetterBusinessBureau.org, Yahoo, Yelp, Yellow Pages, City Search, Chamber of Commerce, U.S. Local Directory, etc. You know, the list goes on. And then what we also provide for you is going to be we program your company to show up into the mobile devices. And that's because nowadays everybody's doing Internet searches from their cell phones, and their location's always changing whenever they're traveling. So what we're going to do is mobily optimize your business. That way you appear to show up from anybody searching from any location they would be, from any type of iPhone, any Android, and you show up on all iPads and tablets out there. So when it comes to your online exposure, we're going to literally cover all of your bases. And then, like I said, with your website, we would never change any of the content that's on there, but we would attach it to all of the listings. That way, if those are avenues clients are choosing to go down to do searches for the services through the search engines or the directory submissions, then they'd be able to pull up your website within those platforms and, of course, contact you directly. But I do have a question for you, though, Aaron. I know it would vary depending on what job you'd be doing, because all the size of the jobs vary, of course. But how many clients would we have to bring you every month in order to offset the cost of $299 and make it become profitable for you on a monthly basis.
On a monthly basis, how many customers? It, well, for larger commercial landscaping or landscape maintenance, it wouldn't be very many.
Mm-hmm. It would, understood.
So it would only, that would only take, man, if I got 5 customers from that per month, that would probably more than pay that off.
Understood. Understood. Well, the reason why I did ask that question is because I did type in, I was on your website and I typed in the keyword landscape management into our analytics system. It's a search that we have that shows me all the searches that were conducted from the Asheville area, but I also typed it into a 50-mile radius outside of the local area to see how many searches were conducted in the outside surrounding areas. And it shows me right here for landscape management, it's been searched just over 1,000 times. It shows me 1,004. Now, I don't want to mislead you, Aaron, and say that we're going to be able to bring you over 1,000 landscape management jobs. That's just not realistic whatsoever, okay? But the goal for us over here, it is to help place your company in front of a percentage of the searches to help get you that 5 or more clients that you're looking for. Now, the way we can help you with that is we would go into each individual area. We would program your company in front of the audiences that are already looking for the services. Once we get your program, once we get you programmed in front of the eyes that are already looking for the services you offer, that will lead a large majority of those phone calls towards your company from those people that are doing that search, of course. But also, I mean, even if you break that down, if worst case scenario, if we brought you 1% of that, that would still lead around 10 phone calls towards your company. And what we found out is by having the phone calls come directly to you from the consumer that's already looking for a service that you offer, there's going to be a very likely chance that you land that job as well. So it's just very important to be an option on that front page when they're doing that search, of course.
Yeah.
And then also, last but not least, Aaron, we offer targeted marketing. So we do know that home base for you is in the Asheville area, but when it comes to servicing your clients, do you like to stay pretty local for the most part, or does that really just depend on the job, on how far you decide to travel?
I would say predominantly local for the most part, but yes, I mean, if you're talking a very large commercial property, we would be willing to travel, but not more than an hour or so.
Of course, of course.
So
okay.
Yeah, not too, so 50 to 75 would be the absolute max. Well, 50, let's be real.
Okay, absolutely, absolutely. So basically what I'm trying to say though is with targeted marketing, we also would allow you to hand select any cities, towns, or zip codes that you would like to provide your services in within the 50-mile radius. We allow you to hand select the areas, Aaron, because overall, you know the areas that you like to work in or the areas that may be a bit more profitable for you. So the goal for us over here would be to program into the areas that are making the most bang for your buck. But again, you know, that's why we offer the services with a 2-month verbal agreement. It does strictly make us performance-based, but well, the only way we're going to keep you coming back to us for the third month following is by providing results within that 2-month time frame. But with all of the services that are included, I'm sure you can see the value of giving the program a shot so we can prove to you how well it's going to work for your company, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, there's definitely going to be something that we make you happy with. I can definitely tell you that. But in order to make sure that we'd be representing you properly, what I would have to do here on the front end is just verify some information in regards to your company to make sure we have everything accurate here. Okay?
All right.
Now, for the front page of Google, they do normally only allow one primary line of contact. Now, the number that we've been speaking on, the 614 area code 517-0208, would that be the best number for us and your clients to reach you on?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then also, we have to get you PIN verified inside of your local area. That's where Google gives you the little red dot that falls inside of the map that showcases the area that your business is located in. I found the address listed for it as 12598 Walker Road in Asheville. Is that a business location, storefront, or is it a home address?
I would say it's home first slash business. It's not any kind of storefront, so I wouldn't want people visiting here.
Yes, and what I was getting at is we never showcase that for the public to see. We're going to always hide that from them, but what we do is draw a circle around the zip code that you're located in. That way consumers, that they know the area you'd be coming to service them from, but they wouldn't know turn-by-turn directions to where you live, of course.
Okay.
And that, just to verify the zip code out there, I found it as 43103. Is that accurate?
Correct.
Okay. And then also for the account purposes, Aaron, what's your last name?
Hoff, H-O-F-F as in Frank.
Okay, and then you spell your name A-A-R-O-N?
Yes.
Okay, I'm just making sure here. And then also, what's the best email address for you or your business?
See, it would be, you know what, let me see here.
I found one on your website, but I just like to verify to be...
Yes, that one.
Aaron Hoff at GESlandscaping.com?
Correct.
Okay, all righty. And then what are your hours of operation for the business? How would you like them shown?
Ooh, I mean, 9 to 5 works.
And that's Monday through Friday or Monday through Saturday?
I would just put Monday through Friday for now. I mean, we do things on Saturday as well.
Okay, all right. And if that ever changes, like I said, your hours of operation, you need those adjusted, or anything on the account you need to change or adjusted, we can make that done. We can get that done immediately for you. Okay, so
all right.
Just kind of let you know about that. And then also, when you're finished with the job, Aaron, what methods of payments are you able to accept from your clients? Can you accept all forms like cash, checks, and credit cards? Or
yes, right now it's set up through Angie Leads. Beyond that, how should I put it? It's usually by check, but you could put credit cards as well. I could just direct them through that.
Okay, absolutely. Alrighty. And then I saw also that you had on the website at the very bottom, you had a Facebook and an Instagram. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Alrighty. And then also, and if we would have to get a hold of you in regards to the account that you have with us, how would you prefer us to reach you? Do you prefer a phone call, a text message, or an email? Or does any of the above kind of work?
Really all of the above.
All of the above? Okay.
I'll definitely get the text. I'm likely to answer the phone call. I would probably see the email last.
Understood. Okay. All righty. So I'm going to go ahead and do two things for you right now. I'm in the process of sending you over an email for your records. This way you have two forms of contact, but I'm also going to send it to you via text message as well. But this way you have it in writing. But you'll notice my phone number is located at the very bottom of the email with my extension, and then also client support's number is the one at the very top with their extension as well. Each and every time you try to type in or call one of these numbers, you can reach a live agent, which one would be me, or a live client support agent. Okay, if you never need any questions answered or anything like that. And then give me one more moment here while I send you. This is just going to be a text message that says, "Hi, this is Tyler. Let's get your business at the top of Google today," and it has my contact information. All right. Give me a moment here.
Cool.
All right. I just sent that off to you right now. You should be receiving that here momentarily.
Okay. Got your text.
Perfect. And it shows me the email did send over to you successfully as well. And I'm going to send you over one more text message with client support's number. That way you have it in writing, two forms of writing. Yes. All right. So I just sent the other one over to you as well. It says CS and then it has the number. Kind of abbreviating client support for you.
All right.
And then now, Aaron, that I sent you over everything in writing, the last thing that we need to do here in order for us to be able to secure the listing and actually start the programming, that would be securing the payment. In order to secure the payment today, what's going to work best for your company? Are you going to be utilizing a debit card, a credit card? What works best for the business?
Credit card.
Okay, now does the credit card read with your name on it and the business name, or does it just have one or the other?
Both.
It has both? And is there any middle initial?
Yeah, no.
Okay.
It says Aaron Hoff, GES Incorporated.
Okay, alrighty. And the card, normally they read with a 16-digit code on the front of it. If you want to repeat it from the left to the right, or if you want to start from the left to the right, I'll repeat those numbers back to you for accuracy whenever you're ready.
All right, the numbers are 4154-1795 046601174.
And the expiration month and year?
526.
And the little code that's on the back?
565.
565. And is that car connected to the address of 12598 Walker Road?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Now, we use what we call a VeriSign Secured Merchant Processing Server over here, Aaron. So what that means is the card is coded out. It only shows the last four digits. But before I do code out the card, I just want to make sure that I do have everything accurate here. So I do have a Visa starting with a 4154-1795-0466-0174. And I have May of 26 and 565.
Correct.
Okay. All right. Now, the card is coded out. Now, what I'm doing right now is putting together your package, but while I do so, I'm going to go over a 90-second voice verification that goes over the service agreement with our company. Now, if there's a question on here that you want me to rephrase, just stop me right then and there, and I'll rephrase that question a different way. That way, I have a firm understanding of what it asks you. But it is pretty self-explanatory. But it reads as follows.
All right.
It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance and also outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and it's also an added form of protection for you. In order to secure the listing, please state the name of your business.
General Environmental Services Incorporated.
Thank you very much, and please state the name, your name and title within the business.
Aaron Hoff, owner.
Thank you very much. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive some phone calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash, but would you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company, Local Splash, specifically?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, would you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And your payment for the initial term and account setup, that will be charged today's date. That's going to be April 12th, 2022, in the very discounted non-refundable amount of $299. And it does come with a one-time programming fee for the first month only of $99. So today on the 12th, the first initial investment will be $398. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month in the amount of $299. And then from then on out, it will be locked in at that discounted rate. It will never go up on you. But Aaron, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, we just ask that you contact client support at least 3 business days before the second billing is due. Do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, so that does conclude the voice verification. What I'm having my finance team do right now, they are running the 398. As soon as that does go through, you're going to be getting a confirmation email showing you that 398 came out of your account today. And then while I wait for that confirmation, I'm going to be setting you up for your client interview. Now, the client interview process, that's where you actually sit down with our certified technicians that are here in-house from Google, and they'd be going over, like, the keyword content with you, service areas we'd be programming you to work in, and also going over a small testimonial in regards to the company to make sure that we're representing you properly, of course. Now, unfortunately, I don't have an available spot today. One of my agents left early due to a family emergency, so I can get you in tomorrow. The earliest time that I get you in tomorrow, give me 1 second here. Right now, I believe it's around 1 o'clock, right? 1:01?
Yes, it is.
Okay, so how does the same time tomorrow work? 1 o'clock?
A little after 1 would work for me. So like 1:15 would work.
Unfortunately, we have to do it on the hour. That's how the client interviews do work. So, I mean, if you need it later, I do have a 4 o'clock available.
You know what? Let's just
I have a 2 o'clock.
Let's see here. Let me look. what did I see? And about how long do you think that would take?
Well, you ask that you block off an hour window for it, but it normally takes about 30 to 35 minutes, just depending on how many questions are asked, so on and so forth. But we don't like to rush through anything, just so we can make sure that we're gathering all the information correctly and we're representing you properly, of course, is the most important.
Yeah. Okay, the 2 p.m. would work then.
Okay. All right. So let me go ahead and get you in 2 p.m. Give me one moment. And then just that I always verify the number they're going to be contacting you on. It's this number that we're speaking on, 614-517-0208.
Yes.
Okay. All right. You're going to be getting a calendar invite in a moment, in about a minute or so, letting you know that the client interview is going to be taking place tomorrow at 2 p.m. It's going to be coming from Tyler Lavenberg. That's me.
All right.
All right, give me a moment here. I'm still getting that invite sent out to you. Perfect. All right. I just sent it off to you. So you should be receiving that here momentarily. And I also, I want to be the first one to welcome you aboard the local Splash team. The payment did go through. And what we're going to do is strive 1 month at a time to make sure this becomes a long-term marketing solution for your company. Okay. I'm excited for you. It's definitely going to be a profitable service for you. Now,
it seems so.
No, absolutely. You're gonna love it. Now, Aaron, I do need to provide you with your username for your client dashboard that we provide you with. That way, you can track all of the analytics. That way, everything is completely transparent. But I can give that to you through the email that I sent over to you. You should have one. Are you able to pull your emails while I have you on the line, real quick?
Yeah, let me pull it up. And
yes, please. You should have one that says "Local Splash Initial Invoice."
I'm waiting. Okay, I'm getting all the texts.
Well, you can do it through your text messages as well. Did you get a text message that says a copy of your invoice has been emailed to your has been emailed to you? Please click here to accept the subscription terms.
Yes.
Okay, so go ahead and do it right there and go through the steps. Pretty much it just asks that it shows you all the services. When you click on that, it's going to take you to a page that says Local Splash Terms of Experience, which shows you all the services that are included within the package. And at the very bottom, before you sign the DocuSign signature box, there's a checkbox that's right above that underneath the cancellation and refund section, underneath where it says cancellation and refunds, you click on that little box underneath that, and then you sign your name. Once you confirm your signature, it's going to take you to another page that says Local Splash Username and Password.
Got it. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And let
no
me know when
problem.
You get that.
Yeah, I wish this was coming through on my email because my phone is being slow.
It should be on your email as well.
Yeah, I'm looking. I keep refreshing it on my desktop.
Hmm. Go ahead and check all mail for me.
Okay.
Since we never corresponded before, it sometimes falls into to all mail. Sometimes it's not the primary inbox. Normally it falls in the primary inbox, but sometimes since we never corresponded, it could be different.
Yeah, I'm looking everywhere and I don't see it. Why don't I give you a different email address that makes it, because I double checked this business one that's on the website and it mm-hmm. sent an email. I sent something to myself. And it came through, but I'm not getting it right now.
So yeah, I copy pasted it directly into the inbox, but yeah, let me try a different email address for you.
Okay, that at least confirms something. The different email is my first and last name, Aaron Hoff, followed by the letters T as in Terry, F as in Frank, and E as in Everett. So it's Aaron Hoff, tfe@hotmail.com.
All right, let me go ahead and try that. But before I do, I'm going to verify the email. I have Aaron Hoff, that's AaronHoffTFE, Terry Frank Edward @hotmail.com.
Correct.
Okay, all right, so give me a moment here. I have to change that in the settings in order to send you the email to it, so give me a moment, please.
All right.
Sending the invoice over to the new email address right now as we speak. Perfect. All right. Let me know when you receive that, please. It just sent off right now.
All right. Got it. Local Splash initial invoice. So I'll need to check that other email.
Perfect. Perfect. Yeah, that one came through right away. Yeah, so if you want to go ahead and click that little invoice for me, or that little link that says please click here if you haven't already, that's going to show you the, like I said, the services within the package. Now, if you scroll all the way down for me where it says cancellation and refunds, underneath that there's a box that says I certify that I am the authorized holder and signer of the credit card and all the information is complete and accurate. You would check that little box right there for me, and then you would sign Aaron Hoff in the DocuSign signature box. Use capitals as well. It's capital sensitive. And once you do confirm it, it's going to take you to that other page that says Local Splash username and password.
Got it. I am there.
Okay, so the username, that's going to be your phone number that we're speaking on right now, okay? And then it's area code first, 614-517-0208. And the password, that's going to be given to you or created and given to you tomorrow during the client interview, during that process. And then once you disconnect with my agents tomorrow, you're always able to customize the username and the password. That way, if you want to, that way nobody else knows what they are, okay? But that's the only requirement that we do have from you today, Aaron. But I always do like to ask before the client interview process takes place, did you have any other questions for me that I can answer or clarify for you before? In the meantime?
No, I don't think so. I think by the time you got through all that, that answered most of my questions or all of my questions so far.
Perfect. Okay, well, we want to make sure that this is working for you regardless. So you have any questions, comments, or concerns along the way, you do have my contact information and client support number, okay? We're here to help you out whenever you have any questions. All righty.
All right.
I just wait for that call tomorrow. We'll get the rest of this ball rolling for you.
All right. Thanks, Kyle. I appreciate it.
I appreciate your time as well, Aaron. We look forward to working with you. You have a great rest of your day.
You too.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.